A man's voice screams from a back room at a trembling woman while pit bulls lunge at the screen door. At a different house, a tall Indian wearing a turban offers me chai. Elsewhere, a beautiful Tibetan explains naming customs among her people. A young Pakistani mother offers me a taste of the curry dish she's preparing. A suburban housewife screeches obscenities. A Brazilian family explains how to say excuse me in Portuguese. I had reservations about taking a job enumerating for the census. Knocking on doors feels scary when you spend your time behind a computer. But I needed the paycheck. And also, I discovered the human contact. I've been thanked and sworn at, invited in and shunned. My assumptions have been endlessly challenged. People I thought would be friendly were rude. Others I thought would be harsh were welcoming. I've learned that stereotypes will inevitably be contradicted and that the Bay Area is home to a wealth of people, cultures, and languages. Recently, the census was checking residences identified as vacant. The reports are almost always accurate and almost always sad. I approach the vacants warily. You never know what awaits. One looks like a child's image of a haunted house, overgrown, peeling paint, tattered curtains. It's in foreclosure. The next has a carton of books by the front door. The owner's daughter explains her parents were moved to a nursing home. The next is so tidy you'd think someone lived there. A lawn stretches across the enclosed front yard. I can practically hear the ghostly whoosh of a tossed football, the crack of a toy croquet racket from long ago. Posted on the door is a tarnished brass placard identifying the residents, Mr. and Mrs. The house is too dark and too quiet. I press the bell. There's no answer. The census is ending. We've counted our many and diverse neighbors, remembered our biases count for nothing, and said a silent goodbye to those who are not, but who once indeed did count. I took the job for the paycheck. I leave it with my heart and mind open wider than before. With a perspective, I'm Ann Manheimer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.